This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, plus across the Caribbean and around the world too via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truck, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and the mechanics and construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all brand shiny new spanking new website, the Captain's America AmericaThirdWatch.com. And to start the week out, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Go tell a Democrat that so they understand it, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out in a little different mannerism here. I was watching Steve Hilton's television show last night on Fox. I got very interested in watching Attorney General Barr, and we're going to talk quite a bit at length about that interview, by the way, who was on with Mark Levin. And Anthony Scaramucci came on and sparred back and forth with Steve Hilton. Steve Hilton was talking about all the different forces at work and the people on the other side of the aisle that were in the media and this, that, and the other. He talked about Morning Joe and several other people and how they've been on one side of the aisle and now they're over on the other side and have been for a while and they're just licking their chops and they're all counting their horses, you know, before they finish the race, et cetera, et cetera. And Scaramucci and Hilton went back and forth at it, just tay to tay to tay. Scaramucci was the typical Italian wise guy that wouldn't shut up and kept trying to talk over Hilton. But the points that Hilton got in there, he buried Scaramucci. I mean, he buried him.
Oh, absolutely, Captain. And, you know, Scaramucci talked about Trump, you know, with his, quote, racist dog whistle or something like that. And then Hilton went after him and said, well, you're going on about racism, but you support Joe Biden.
Yep.
Saying, literally saying things that are absolutely racist.
Yeah, did you hear what he called the Joe Biden comments?
What was that?
Gaffes.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
And
yeah,
Hilton
yeah,
shot
yeah.
right back. He said, these aren't gaffes. These are stated positions he's had over the years. These are stated official positions he's had over the years. Oh, no, they were gaffes. You're blowing that out of proportion. I mean, I'm telling you, I knew the facts. I'm sure a lot of the people that were watching knew the facts, and Scaramucci absolutely, if there's anybody out there that thinks Scaramucci scored 1 point for Joe Biden, you're out of your freaking mind. Scaramucci lit a fire underneath the Trump supporters.
Well, I think he really did, and the president actually responded to that.
That might have been why Hilton did this, too, by the way.
Yeah, could be. Well, the president did respond to this interview and reiterated that Scaramucci was in the job of White House, I think it was communications director, for 11 days.
Now, here's something for everyone to think about, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump was down double digits in all the polls 3 months ago, 4 months ago, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe even 2 months ago, all the polls double digits, right?
That's right.
I kept telling everybody, I showed them the way the polls were stacked, how they were loading up the numbers, et cetera, where technically, even though Trump might have been down by 3 points, he'd made up 15 of the difference in the poll numbers that were there that were plus 12 to the other side of the aisle, et cetera, did that a number of times. All of a sudden, over the weekend, here we go. We got the Rasmussen Reports poll, the most accurate poll the last two presidential elections, showing Donald Trump down within the margin of error 3 points.
Well, right, and again,
and that's nationally.
Well, that's right, and again, I think that even though 2016 was very unusual, 2020 obviously is completely unusual, but I do think we're going to start seeing the president really close in, because people are now starting to pay attention fully to what's happening in the election. Also, that's one part. The other part, of course, is that Joe Biden is becoming more visible to some degree out of the basement, but people are seeing exactly what's happening to Joe Biden. It makes them feel like, oh, wait a minute, you know, this guy can't really be president. That's not for real, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, and the other thing is that when you talk about all of this stuff that's been going on, in terms of who says what and what says who and is this right and is that right, all you got to do to watch and see if somebody's lying is to take a look at Nancy Pelosi on an interview with anybody and listen to what she has to say and watch her mannerisms and all that. She's losing, okay? And you can see it. She can't stand it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've said for a long time, Captain, the Democrats wouldn't be acting like this.
No.
If they really thought that they were cruising to victory in November.
Yeah, now there's something else here that I should mention right away, and that is that we just talked about the margin of error, you know, at 3 points, Donald Trump and the Rasmussen poll. But there's something else. There were polls that were put out over the weekend that showed Donald Trump... and caller, hang on the line. We'll get right to you here. Hang on the line, your caller. There were polls over the weekend that showed Donald Trump actually losing by a number of points in various battleground states. And then when you take a look at Rasmussen, the same polls, same states, 2,500 people versus 200, 300, 500, he's up by 2, 3, 4 points. Think about it, folks. You're being lied to, again, by the mainstream media and the Democrats. That's their game plan.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, a source segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And remember, folks, I take Relief Factor. Matter of fact, just before the show, about 11:30 Eastern Time, I took a packet of Relief Factor because my arthritis was starting to kick in. I had an interesting weekend. I'll get to all that probably during this segment at some time. But I was on my feet quite a bit. So that's part of the problem that happens with the problem I have with my left ankle and my left foot. So anyway, let me tell you what I use to take care of the arthritis I have. It's called Relief Factor. And you can start out with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It's all natural. All natural. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 in. It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort like it did with me, supports healthy joints and muscles. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't be telling you about this if it didn't work for me. My word is my bond. And here's how you find out more. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start, and it's $19.95. That's what it costs. You'll know for 3 weeks. I had a couple people at the gun show come up to me and tell me thank you very much for turning them on to the Relief Factor, because it literally saved their pain, got rid of their pain, and saved their nights to where they were sleeping again. And I know it. I know what it's like at night not to be able to sleep because of pain. I know what it's like. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. If you prefer the telephone, it's 800-500-8384. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, listen, during the break you mentioned we got a call from Chris in Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, we did. It was an interesting call because he's a volunteer out there handing out and helping put up Trump-Pence signs all around the area. And he said that a number of people took signs, and he was happy to, you know, get them put up in the yards for him and all that sort of stuff, helped him. But a lot of people said they would take signs, but they were afraid to, because they were afraid damage would be done to either
their houses, their vehicles they drive, or perhaps even themselves. And he also made the comment, and this is absolutely true, and I've been saying this for I don't know how long. You can maybe help me out on the length if we need to. But these are the same people that won't answer a poll.
No, you've been talking about this for a while now, Captain. There's no doubt.
I talked about it last election.
Well, sure, but the idea, of course, now is that, yes, unfortunately, the switch has been flipped. It's been normalized in some way. That Trump sign in your front yard or something like that, you know, it's so sad that we can't even really express political ideas or beliefs or support in this country without that kind of fear. That's not America, but that kind of fear has been normalized in that sense because of what we've seen with the riots and all these things going on and people attacking other people simply because, I mean, you look no further than some of these things we've seen on college campuses. If you have a conservative booth set up for whatever your club or whatever, people come by and they turn the table over. They think that's okay, but it's not. And you're absolutely right about the polls, Captain. People are simply, I think they're hunkering down. They know they're going to vote. They know what's going to happen when they vote. They know what they want to change about this chaos spinning out of control, and they're just biding their time.
Well, I've been through this before in my life on this planet, and it happens a lot. Anybody that's been in a union will tell you it happens on a regular basis. And I come from the days in a union when here's what happened. If you disagreed with somebody, they would come up and they'd start breaking fingers, and then they'd break a hand, and then they'd break an arm, and so on and so forth. That's the way the unions operated for years. For years, okay? It was all violence and this, that, and the other. Well, suddenly, the union members said, no, wait a minute. We're going to fight back. And they started to fight back, and the union started to back off a little bit, which is probably why right now, besides knowing that your union dues don't always go where you think they're going to go, it's probably why the unions, especially the police, I'm telling you, I've talked to more cops, and Saturday, I was at a gun show. I talked to retired cops, I talked to retired troopers, I talked to security officers, I talked to military people, firefighters, EMTs, you name it. They came up to me and they said, Captain, we're with Trump. We used to be Democrats. We used to believe in what the union had to tell us, but we're not voting for anybody but Donald Trump because he's got our back. And you betcha he does.
Well, that's right. The proof is in the pudding. That's leadership. And they're responding to that. And that's a great thing to hear.
Yeah.
But because what have the Democrats done? The Democrats have aligned themselves with this bizarre idea of quote unquote defunding the police.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost them dearly. And I don't care how smart they think they are or how many kids they think they're going to get to vote for them. It's never happened before in history and it's not going to happen now. If they're sober enough or not high enough to get to the polls, they might be able to vote. But if you show up drunk at a polling place or you show up high on drugs at a polling place, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to if you can't function. That's right. Well, this is, again, one of the reasons why the Democrat Party elite, and I sometimes just call them the party elite, they're pushing the mail-in ballots because they know that's a form that they can try to control.
Now, I'm about to reveal a story that was in the New York Post that's going to blow the roof off the freaking building. Are you ready?
Absolutely, yeah.
The most corrupt political family in America up till right now is not the Clintons, it's not the Bushes, it's not the Obamas, it's the Bidens. Billions of dollars amongst five different members of the Biden family have been absconded. I'm going to use that word, absconded, because I want to use another word, but I'm not going to do it. By their begging and sniffling and, well, if you give me some money, I'll give you this, that sort of stuff. One hand washes the other. Billions of dollars. Three countries dominate the money. The Ukraine, China, and Russia. Who's got the Russian connection?
Well, right. Well, that would be Hunter, correct? I believe.
Part of it. Mm-hmm. But it's not just Hunter. There's a brother that had a contract in Russia for a major construction project in there that made him hundreds of millions of dollars. We've had money. And by the way, there was also money in Afghanistan that went to one of the brothers to do some building.
That's right. Yeah, I do recall that.
And that was in the millions.
That's right.
But when you add all of this up, it comes into the billions.
Mm-hmm.
Because just one project that Hunter Biden was on with China, with Mitt Romney's, I think it was son-in-law, if I said that correctly, and John Kerry's, no, wait a minute, somebody had a son, somebody had a son-in-law, either Kerry or Romney. But anyway, however it worked out, they got $1.5 billion from China that one time. That's that one group. That doesn't count. All the other things that were going on with companies that were here in America with Chinese influence or whatnot that were giving money to Biden for this, that, and the other.
Well, right. Well, I think, you know, Captain.
And this is a story in the New York Post. Go read it.
Well, precisely. But, of course, the idea is that Joe Biden has been around in politics for some 50 years, basically.
Yep.
And so that's right. There's been all kinds of things that have gone on. And he's running for president, but yet he's not being vetted by the media, for example, who would want to go through all these different things, because all that goes into whether or not there might be other undue influences or what could we expect as president. But, boy, are they sure interested in President Trump, who got into politics not all that long ago. And yet they just want to see his tax returns. They believe that everything Trump does is corrupt. Right up to the point where he started running for president, he was the golden boy who everybody wanted to be like, meet, and have them support their political campaign. So go figure.
Yeah, and again, folks, this is stuff that's there. If you want to go look at it, if you don't want to, that's fine. But I'll guarantee you won't hear CNN talking about this, ABC, CBS, or MSNBC or NBC. You won't hear them talking about this.
Well, exactly, because it doesn't fit the narrative. And also, it's too many questions then about Biden. It's too many questions about all these years in politics. And guess what? You know, in fact, you know, I've seen two or three different man on the street interview, people on the street interview. What is Joe Biden's big accomplishments? And nobody can give you one. And he's been around for half a century.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
And one guy said, well, he helped with Obamacare. I remember seeing that. Yeah. Where's that got you?
Where's that got you? But where was that defining moment?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes people will say, well, but if you're a senator, you don't get those big defining moments, et cetera, et cetera.
Want to bet?
Well, exactly.
You defined a moment.
Well, precisely right. But Joe Biden has always just sort of, for lack of a better expression, Captain, he's been there.
Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, because, folks, we're off to a gangbuster heck of a start tonight. And I told you to get the popcorn and get the feet up on the hassock and get ready to go. And like I told you, you know, don't go buying these poll numbers, because it's not the way you think it is. The polls are much closer than they're being reported, because God forbid. And this is why the Democrats are in panic mode. Panic mode. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's negotiators have been working with Congress after talks with lawmakers over a massive COVID-19 bill collapsed again. President Trump says things are finally coming together.
Could be by the end of the week. They're being drawn by the lawyers right now. They work very nicely. It would be nice to be able to do it with a Democrat.
He says he has executive orders ready to go to address evictions and unemployment insurance, as well as student loans. Democratic leaders say executive orders are insufficient in meeting the needs of the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't cover opening of schools. It doesn't cover testing. It doesn't cover dealing with rental assistance. It doesn't cover elections. It doesn't cover so many things. There's a long list. I could go on and on and on.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can trot on over to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get an insurance quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you're driving a motorcycle or an RV or an ATV. Maybe you're even using a boat to go to work. Who knows? But whatever, you can get an insurance quote on it just by typing in your zip code at the website, and I'll ask you what you want to do. Don't forget, if you want to combine and bundle your homeowners and renters insurance in there too, they'd be happy to give you a quote on either, and you can find out what I found out 14 years ago, and that is they saved me money. And yes, you're doggone right, I comparison shop every year to make sure I'm still getting it, and knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, I get it. And I'm very happy to tell you that these people are do exactly what they say. So that's Geico Insurance, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Back with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
What would you say if I told you that Kamala Harris, and this is what I've heard from not just Republicans, but Democrats too, Kamala Harris is being urged, I'll use that word, urged to decline the vice presidential nomination and run for a different position within the Democratic Party. What do you think they want her to run for?
Would it be chairperson of the DNC?
Yep. I was going to say, remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Yeah, well, the bar's low on that, I guess. I don't know. But, that's really very interesting. I'm wondering, Captain, does that sound like they would set up for a run to reelect a Democrat in 4 years?
Well,
or try to get a
maybe,
Democrat
but think of, maybe, but think about something. Who is the current chairperson of the Democratic Party? Co-chairman.
Was it the guy from Minnesota? I think, correct.
Well, he's one of them. The other one is Tom Perez.
Right, Tom Perez, right.
Both of them are Democratic Socialists from the word go. This is a move by Biden to try to somehow or another get a little bit of control of the party back for the faction that's currently trying to take control and stay in control, and that would be Barack Obama and company.
Well, that is very, very interesting. You know, and
now, this is what I'm hearing. I'm not just saying this to hear myself talk. This is what I am hearing every day in political conversations in some of the chat rooms.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, Kamala Harris is a force to be reckoned with. There's no doubt about it. It'd be very interesting to what kind of meeting of the mind she has with Biden to want to be able to do that.
Okay, but here is where I'm going right now with Biden's vice presidential pick. I believe he's going to pick Susan Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that because we saw her divest herself of some stock, right?
Right, right.
We now hear about this move to move Kamala Harris respectfully into another position, which would be just as influential, correct?
Yes, yes.
Isn't it obvious?
Yep. Well, again, and I think that Susan Rice would be, for Joe Biden, much more of a soldier, someone who's going to sort of do whatever Joe Biden says to do. Quite frankly, as much as I might disagree with Kamala Harris on many issues, I think that she's not a pushover, and she would want to be in the decision-making process if she were to become vice president, let's say.
Now, Joe Biden has been a discussion in a number of topics, but we saw Mark Levin last night have a full hour with our Attorney General, William Barr. I was so impressed by what I saw and what I heard. And you'll notice in the chat room, Eric posted the segments of the interviews in there that was going back and forth and the different topics that Levin and the Attorney General were talking about. But the Attorney General opened up about the heated House hearing he had, remember?
Oh, right, yeah, where they were just really just pounding on him the entire time.
Would you like to know what he said?
What was that?
They were afraid.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
The swamp is coming to an abrupt halt because of what's going on. And, folks, we talked about the surprise. Somebody said, well, is it going to be I guess you said that. Is it going to be an October surprise? No. I think this is going to be a September surprise. I think they're going to spring it a couple of months ahead of time. Durham's report's going to come out there. It's going to be so concrete that people are going to be literally headed for the hills.
Well, right. And, you know, we've often talked about, Captain,
how... And there's some people that really need to be shaking in their boots.
Well, no kidding.
Starting with James Comey.
That's right. Well, we've often talked about how the hoax and sort of the weirdness of the Mueller investigation was all for show. But whatever's coming out from Durham is going to be very, very difficult to try to refute. I would think it's going to be a legitimate investigation. If they're going to have all their I's dotted and their T's crossed, it's not going to be something. Of course, they will try to go against it very strongly. There will be a full court press. But the American voter is going to see these things and say, wow, this all sort of makes sense.
Well, Lindsey Graham finally woke up to the fact that all the rest of us have known for some time. He said the FBI intentionally misled Congress.
Yep. Yep.
Intentionally.
Yep. And again, this is so odd in the United States of America, but it did happen. And the American people, I think, have a good understanding that if you can use the levers of power, as it were, and the justice system, basically, as your own political spy ring, that's a big deal.
And I want to say hello to Catwoman and Road Dogg. They're almost on their way to, they're almost to Waco, they're telling me. And they're definitely out there in the roads listening to us right now. And I've got them all fired up, I think, in the cab of the truck tonight.
That's good. Cool. Catwoman and Road Dogg, yeah.
Yep. And again, you know, like I told them, we were having a great time just divulging the different things that we were talking about here. And, I mean, this is all stuff that's out there if you take the time and you know, whatever. And they've been having some problems. I guess they've been having some problems out there with posting some things on Facebook because they're saying that Facebook is taking some of their postings off. Well, they're doing that with everybody, Catwoman and Road Dog. And by the way, a lot of people are going, well, I can't tag people like I used to. I can't do this. I can't do that. Well, very quietly, if people weren't paying attention, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Facebook said that they weren't going to let you do that anymore.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm just looking at something here. Kamala Harris is the should pick, but the will pick is going to be something different. But I think that Susan Rice is going to be the one that's going to get chosen. I think she's the one because, and again, there's two reasons behind this. She's the warrior. She's been through the battle. Remember the Obama sent her out there to do those 5 Sunday talk shows about Benghazi?
Of course, yes.
All right, she followed orders. She got promoted from being the U.N. ambassador to being the national security advisor and all that stuff. But she got promoted. She got a very highly influential position out of the deal. And because she's a good soldier, she's going to get out there and do whatever they tell her to do as a vice presidential candidate. That's my thought.
Oh, absolutely, precisely, because Kamala Harris, again, I think she will be too much of a someone who will want to be involved in all these different things
yeah.
and have her voice heard. Susan
yeah.
Rice will do what she said.
But again, it solidifies the position of the Obamas in there because they got one of their people in there. And you see, what Biden is doing is he's starting to surround himself with all these Obama people. So it's obvious they want to try to go back to some of what Obama was doing, but they better be careful because they'll lose their consolidation on the far left side of the aisle with the AOCs and the Omars and the Tlaibs and the Presleys because they won't put up with a lot of that. I mean, they're there to push their agenda.
Well, that's right. And, of course, Bernie Sanders as well. I mean, especially when it comes down to the convention. There's got to be just a real war going on behind the scenes here, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we have any kind of particular date or expectation now of when the announcement's going to be made or
it's supposed to be this week, but we don't know that for sure.
That's right, because, again, I think...
Because they'll have 2 weeks after this week to have their convention.
Right, right.
So maybe they'll wait till the convention.
Well, if they wanted to give it a little bit of drama and a build-up, maybe they would. And that's kind of how it used to be in the olden days. But but now, of course, it's all supposed to be front-loaded. Yeah.
Yeah, now changing gears for just a second here. We all know who Simon Cowell is, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He had an electric bicycle fall. He fell off an electric bicycle. Don't know how fast he was going, but he fell off an electric bicycle and broke his back, and he's in the hospital.
He did. He broke his back, from what I understand, in a few places with the report I heard. He had a surgery that went on for about 6 hours. They're saying that he's doing fine, but obviously that is a major injury.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
I've broken my back twice, and the last time they had to fuse two of my vertebrae.
Yeah.
Yep.
Precisely.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, the closest to you, America's largest truck stop chain. Stop by and find out why and take it advantage of all the good things they've got and become a member of their driver's club. Gather those points together so you can get some tremendous savings down the highway. And here we go.
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we gotta run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. He's bound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
That's Jerry Reed and company and Fred on the front seat, the old basset hound. And don't forget about Bandit up there in the big old
Trans Am. And, of course, let's see. What the heck was the name of the girl that was with him? Oh, Frog, right, Kyle?
Frog, that's right. Sounds
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me start here and just read you the weather statement from the National Weather Service, and then we'll get to Kyle. Strong to severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, heavy rain, and flash flooding are expected across the Central Plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley on Monday, especially from Kansas into Missouri. Meanwhile, heat will consume several locations from the Northeast, Boston, and New York City into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. That's Memphis and St. Louis. And persisting around Phoenix, where the heat out there is going to be, what, 110, 115 in the shade?
That sounds right, Captain, yes.
Yes, so what's going on out west?
Well, going on out west, Captain, yeah, we'll start in Phoenix, because as you said, they're going to about 110, 113, maybe 115. This is around the Phoenix and Scottsdale area, of course, and you're coming along the 10 freeway. If you're heading out, I believe on the 60 freeway, if you continue west, you're going to go through the Miami and Globe area, and that's part of the San Carlos Indian Reservation. You've also got that excessive heat warning extending out into those parts as well. Up in Northern California, we got a small craft advisory in the San Francisco Bay, actually. So that is going on up there. We've got a gale, hazardous seas warning and gale warning off the coast of Northern California, basically. But also, you have the heat, of course, over in Nevada, in the Reno Carson City area. We've got a fire weather watch going on up there. That's extending in up rather through Central Oregon, through the Bend area. This is all east of Portland, basically, east of Seattle, just kind of going up right through the middle part of the state. And the same thing for Montana, about the middle part of the state, heading down and heading towards the west, down through Idaho as well. Fire weather watches there, but we do have a fire weather warning in the northern Utah area. This is all along the Great Salt Lake, so if you're traveling down the 15 freeway near Ogden or through Salt Lake City itself, and all the way down through Nephi, you've got a fire weather warning as well. You've got some gusty winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour, up to 40 mile per hour gusts as well. And over in Colorado, Captain, in the northern Mesa and southwestern Garfield County area, we've got an air quality alert. That smoke from a wildfire, heavy smoke still could be expected for Monday morning, so got to be careful in those areas as well. And to wrap it up, Southern California, we're coming up. We've got a high pressure system building, and we look like we're going to be into the triple digits or so by the end of the week, and that's going to even us out, I think, with what's going on over in Arizona.
And I want to give a special shout-out to our listeners up there in Denver tonight. And by the way, not to ruin a surprise, but I met a young man whose mother listens to us religiously every night up there in Denver, and there's a surprise coming your way there, young lady, so be watching the mail. Your son is sending you something that I gave him. All right, now Oklahoma, Oklahoma City East, going up I-44 to the Missouri line. You've got some high heat advisories in there. The eastern part of Oklahoma, I-40 over to the western part of Arkansas, high heat warnings there. And right on down the, pretty much hugging the east side of Oklahoma, on down to the central and lower part of Arkansas. Now over in Arkansas, from Memphis and on down below towards, let's see here, almost, well, not Jackson, but a little bit north of Jackson, high heat warnings all the way up to St. Louis along the Mississippi River and the western part of Kentucky, as well as to include all of the western part of Tennessee. We also have from New York to Boston, as you heard me read in the advisory earlier, temperatures there are going to be very warm, high heat warning there. And the thing that really kind of I have to laugh about with the high heat is for the next several days, and it's been in the 90s almost every day here in Florida for God knows how long, but for the next several days in Florida, temperatures will approach the mid-90s. Heat factors will be 105, 107, thereabouts. Nobody's declared a high heat warning, and nobody's complaining.
Wow, yeah, I don't see anything listed for that at all.
I'm just telling you, it's just the way it is. Welcome to summer.
Exactly.
All right. Now, we haven't said much of anything about Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin. They're currently thinking about getting together again. Steve said my telephone's on to Nancy. And it looks like they're going to come back with a narrower COVID-19 aid package through the end of 2020. What say you?
Well, that's exactly what some people, I think, have been calling for. It's certainly a question that's been out there. If they can't agree on everything, what can they do for the American people? Because, of course, you have so many people out there who are wanting and needing in many ways another stimulus package. So if they were able to do that, and I think, Captain, they see that President Trump is not afraid to really call their bluff and go down the executive order route for the things that he can do with executive orders. And that means that the president will begin to be seen by the people as somebody who's doing something for them while the Democrats continue to hold things up. And they've been so very far apart, of course, because the Democrats really want to turn this into, again, to one of their sort of a spending party on other stuff rather than the people who actually need the money.
Well, we know that it was, pardon the expression, trumped up by Nancy Pelosi. They just threw everything in there except for the kitchen sink, and that might have been in there, too. We just don't know about it. But they figured this was their time, and Donald Trump couldn't say no. He had to say yes to whatever. Well, they got a shock. They got a shock because the Trump administration was ready to go with $1 trillion. Nancy offered to cut it in half from the 3.2 or 4, whatever the hell it was, in half to about $2 trillion, which wasn't quite half. And Mnuchin said, nope. And now they've got to go somewhere between the 1 and the 2 to come up with a happy medium. And that's where I think they're going to settle, about $1.4, $1.5 trillion, based on whatever it is the Democrats insist they have to have in there. But they will get a lot of what they want.
Yeah, they will, I think, in the end. But I think President Trump sort of, you know, switched the tables on them, basically turned the tables in the sense that now the clock is ticking really on the Democrats in terms of perception, because President Trump is willing to show that he wants to do anything he can. And by the payroll tax cut, continuing the eviction moratorium, and also doing things like stopping the interest and payments on the student loans and so forth for the end of the year, I mean, those are things he can do. Those are things that are going to affect hopefully a lot of people. But in order to affect the vast majority of the people, you have to have some kind of legislation. And the Democrats, again, are just simply playing to their own political fortunes and not to what people actually need across the country.
And the president theoretically blew Nancy and the Dems right out of the water by putting forth four executive orders over the weekend. He can't do anything about the money. That's not something he can do. That has to come from the Congress. But it seems that he did the four major things that needed to be done.
Well, exactly. And now, of course, what you're going to hear in the news and also from the politicians on the Democrat side is
it's unconstitutional.
Exactly.
That's all you've been hearing.
Yep.
That's their stick. Okay, hold that thought. Yeah, that's the Democrat stick, everybody. It's unconstitutional. You can't do that. Well, did somebody say that about Barack Obama? Hello. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.